And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Easter Sunday right across the country, streaming into every little portal of Australia via the Macquarie Network. 2GB Sydney, 3AW Melbourne, 4BC in Brisbane, covering the East Coast, along with Adelaide's 5AA. And good morning to you and 6PR, our listeners in Perth as well. We have one phone number for all of you, wherever you're joining us on this lovely Easter long weekend. 131873 it is. It's the House of Wellness. And it's Ed Phillips here for the next 60 minutes to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. And like back in the days when the teachers used to separate the naughty kids into different parts of the classroom, I'm saying to hell with that today. I have combined Joe Stanley and Gerald Quigley side by side.
Do you trust us?
Not at all.
What an intro, Ed. For heaven's sake, and a happy Easter to you, Ed.
Same.
I brought it's lovely.
You Easter eggs, and I know it seems like a wonderful thing to have all these chockies in front of us. However, it comes at a price, which we'll discuss, to the ones, the naughtiest eggs, that have the most calories and how much we're going to have to work off these chocolates in the coming days to limit the damage, guys.
Do we have to talk about that today? Can we enjoy the eggs today and then think about the working it off tomorrow?
We think we do it next week on the show.
Yeah. Well, we've actually, Joe and I have had a meeting about this and we've decided to scratch that item off the
egg. Really?
Okay. Oh, no. In defence, we have brought, I've got some benefits for eating chocolate, actually, that might change your mind around the whole thing.
Okay, good. I'm open to hearing that. But, of course, we've got spicy sort of hot cross buns as well. There's lots of butter that goes on it. So it's not just the chocolate's fault. Don't blame the little lint bunny, I say. We'll just look at a bunch of possible options also. How about that? We're going to call that a truce?
Fair enough. Yeah, that's okay. 15 all.
There's plenty to look at as well in our A to Z of vitamins. What are you covering today, GQ?
We're covering sore throats today, Ed, and coughs, which are on the horizon, although certainly in the southern states there's been a fair bit of this going around for a while. So we're going to look at some very gentle herbs which are superb in getting things back to normal. We'll have a chat about those.
And I know you'll love this too, and a chat coming up after the break too. If you suffer from high blood pressure or hypertension, you won't want to miss our chat with Dr. Karen Reed. She's the research director at the National Institute of Integrative Medicine in Melbourne. There's been a recent breakthrough. It's an Aussie study, by the way, that found chiolic aged garlic extract significantly reduces blood pressure in hypertensive patients, having the same results as medicine, in fact. And isn't that a wonderful thing to reinforce what we've kind of known for many years as well?
Well, it is, Ed, because blood pressure is one of these silent things that our parents usually, Joe, struggle with, and it just creeps up on you until the doctor very seriously says one day, your blood pressure is creeping upwards, we're going to have to put you on medication. Here's an option. And Karen leads the world in this research.
And something you can do before it gets too bad.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing she'll talk to us about is for those people who do take medications, whose control is nowhere near what it should be, that's another feature that this particular extract does.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You might have blood pressure questions. Our experts are here standing by, 131873, or any other health concerns. We're here for you across the course of the next hour. Now, Joe, I love this, that even though you're the host of the House of Wellness TV show on Channel 7, you're making your co-host Luke Hines get up and explain more about what's coming up on the show.
Well, it's a team effort.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
We're all in it together, and why should we be the only ones out of bed on this gorgeous Sunday morning?
He is one giant Easter bunny, after all.
Oh, geez.
Isn't he?
You're right. I've seen his arms. They're impressive.
They're probably sort of vegan chocolates that he'll be nibbling on today. We'll question
It's true.
That.
He makes his own.
Does he?
Very nice, but not as sugary as I like, I must say.
Seems a lot of effort to go through. And I mean, anyway, we'll let him plug along. 131873 is our number, and all our callers going to air today go in the draw for a very timely $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. So give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. We might jump into the phone calls first up. Judy standing by in Glenfield. Hello.
Good morning, Ed.
Hello, Judy.
I've got whooping cough, and I've had this nasty cough since February, and I've been trying to take everything that I can think of, even going to Chemist Warehouse, and they have given me some stuff to take, and it does not go away, and I just suffer with this cough constantly. I was wondering if you had anything else you could advise me that I could take. The chemist at Chemist Warehouse gave me some echinacea and olive leaves. Yes. To take, and I've nearly finished the bottle, but yes. Besides taking cough mixture and everything else and having chest rubs with Vicks, I just can't get rid of it. It's just a nasty cough that I've got.
Yeah, Judy, do you have one of those puffers, like a Ventolin puffer?
I have one of those, yes. And,
are you using that?
I certainly am, and that doesn't do any good for me. It does relieve the cough.
Yes.
Yes. As demonstrated.
Well,
yes.
Do you know, and that's the typical cough where you can be talking and then you lose your voice. Now, yes. We're going to be talking a little later. I've got a few suggestions, but we're going to be talking a little later about a combination of herbs which is very soothing. And there's also a throat spray that you can use which will soothe the back of your throat. The other thing from left field, Judy, if you use an isotonic nasal irrigation to stop mucus production and therefore stop it running down the back of your throat that you probably aren't even aware of, and that can often be a trigger for the cough. So use the chest rub, use the nasal irrigation. It has to be isotonic without a preservative, and your pharmacist has got those. Continue the puffer, and while you're at the pharmacy, have them check that you're using the puffer the right way. There are techniques involved in using that Ventolin, and 46% of people, would you believe, don't use it properly.
Surprise.
Really?
Yep. Now, you're probably fine, but just have them check it, and you'll probably find that you get better results, Judy. And don't hesitate. If you want to contact me through the week through our website, houseofwellness.com.au, and we can take it further. But let's make a difference.
Good luck, Judy. You're in the draw. First of our callers for that $100 gift voucher to spend at Chemist Warehouse. 131873 is our number. Our experts are here over the next 60 minutes for you, so you can tune up and have some self-care on this Easter Sunday. Ross, we're coming to you in French's Forest. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I phoning because I've just recently had a blood test which indicated that my iron levels were quite high.
Yes.
I was told that they read 800 instead of the normal 300.
Yes.
So I was quite amazed at that because I had no indication physically other than the fact that I was quite tired at the time. I'm not feeling that now, though I... results came through probably about 2 weeks ago now, but I'm having trouble finding what I can take that might eliminate the iron or reduce the amount of iron that's in my blood from a diet point of view, or even any vitamins that are available. I am at the moment taking one tablet, curcumin tablet,
yes.
Clinical strength.
Yes.
Turmeric that I buy from Chemist Warehouse. I'm just wondering if there's anything else I could do.
Ross, that is certainly fine. And what you need to do is, with your GP, investigate why that iron overload has happened. What normally they do is they have you donating blood regularly, and that keeps your levels down. Because for some reason or other, you're producing more than you need. So... don't be surprised if you give blood donations a little more often. Joe,
and Cheeky, why is it dangerous to have too much iron?
Well, it's toxic in high levels.
Right.
So if you've got really low levels, you get very tired and fatigued. And similarly, Ross has high levels and you have fatigue as well. And there is a, like most minerals in our body, there are finite levels within which our body has normal levels all the way through. And if you go outside those, it potentially is a problem. There is a hemochromatosis, is a genetic disease where, and Ross may have had this and perhaps not had it recognised, and that's one of the wonderful things about giving blood, because they check your iron level and your blood pressure every time, as you know.
And you're saving lives.
And and that makes a difference as well, Joe. So good luck, Ross, but investigate it with your GP.
Perhaps you should be talent ID'd as the next future marathon winning star too, with all that high iron content, and therefore oxygen carrying capabilities.
Yes, and most people, of course, have low iron.
Yeah.
Well, not most people, but people with iron issues have low levels. But there seems to be an increasing number that do have these potentially toxic high levels.
All right, let's come to Jan in Epping. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Jan.
Hello, Jan.
Good morning. Gerald, I'd like to know about magnesium. I know you've talked about it a bit before. I used to get a lot of cramps in the legs and feet. I took magnesium for a while, and then they went away. I didn't need to take it for years.
Good.
This week, I've had been waken up in the middle of the night with two cramps, two nights, cramps in the leg. But now I can't take the magnesium because it drops my blood pressure down.
Magnesium can balance blood pressure, Jan, but normally it doesn't drop it significantly. So you feel a little off colour when you have the magnesium.
Very lightheaded and quite fuzzy.
Same brand of magnesium, same dose, no change?
No change, no.
How interesting. Look, what you could do, and did it relieve the cramp the second time round, even though you felt woozy?
Well, this time I didn't take it because I was afraid of it. If I took it at night time, Gerald, would it interfere with my blood pressure then?
No, it shouldn't, because you're lying down, and that's probably the best time to take it, Jan. So
how
about we go for a half dose of magnesium?
Okay.
A half dose and see if it relieves the cramps, but on the other hand, doesn't make you feel a little bit lightheaded if you're lying down. Yes, Jo?
Is magnesium a supplement that you have to take ongoingly to get the benefits?
Jan was using it for cramps. So if you use it for cramps, most of our magnesium is stored in our bones. So what you've got to do is build up those levels. And once they've built up, they will be maintained, provided you've got good magnesium intake in your food. But many people find magnesium being the anti-tension mineral helps them sleep, particularly if you're over a computer keyboard or you drive home for a couple of hours in traffic. So, Jan, let's do that, half strength, and don't hesitate maybe getting back to us or contact me through houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab. Give me an update, and you should notice a difference in a couple of days.
We'll get Jan and everyone, in fact, to keep listening. Our next guest is the absolute expert. You know, one in three adults in Australia suffer from high blood pressure. So we're going to be chatting with Dr. Karen Reid. She's the Associate Professor and, in fact, Research Director at the National Institute of Integrative Medicine in Melbourne. There's been a great Aussie study finding a nice alternative, and it's just as effective as some of the blood pressure medicines, in chiolic aged garlic extract, which significantly reduces blood pressure. She'll join us next. Stay with us here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil mum this Mother's Day with C by Giorgio Armani. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Well, of course, you know, the heart is one of our most active tissues in the body, but did you know that your heart requires an adequate supply of enzyme Q10 for heart health? Well, Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10 from Chemist Warehouse assists in maintaining a healthy cardiovascular system, and it may also assist in healthy heart function. On average, our heart beats around 80 times per minute. That's 4,800 times per hour and 115,000 beats per day. So over 80 years, that'll be over 3 billion beats. You can get Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10, the 150 milligram 100 caps, for only $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your doctor. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Lovely to have your Easter Sunday company this morning right across Australia. Ed Phillips here, joined by Joe Stanley and Gerald Quigley. A lot of calls about blood pressure, and it's on our radar this morning. There's been a recent Australian study finding chiolic aged garlic extract has had significant reductions in blood pressure in hypertensive patients. It's a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke, as we know. And to find out more, we're joined by Dr. Karen Reid, who's the Associate Professor and Research Director at the National Institute of Integrative Medicine in Melbourne. Thanks for being up in the middle of the Easter Bunny egg hunt, Doc.
That's correct. That's correct. Happy Easter.
Karen, welcome to House of Wellness, and thanks again. Can you briefly tell us what's high blood pressure? What is this whole story about?
Yeah, high blood pressure is defined as 140 over 90 systolic over diastolic. And, it is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And we have done now four trials in the last 10 years consistently showing that chiolic aged garlic extract can reduce high blood pressure similarly to standard blood pressure medication. So that is you know, an average of 10 millimeters systolic or 5 millimeters diastolic. And the great thing is that this is an average, so you can find some patients which actually benefit even more. So we were able to show that kaolic age garlic extract can reduce blood pressure by even 40 millimeters, so systolic for some patients from 160 to 120.
That's a very exciting finding. But can you tell us, Karen, what causes high blood pressure?
Oh, there can be several factors causing high blood pressure. I mean, it can be hereditary, but it can also be caused by lifestyle and dietary factors. I mean, overweight obviously will, you know, cause a higher blood pressure as well as some other factors. And you can, you know, reduce your blood pressure with exercise and good diet, but usually that is, you know, about 2 to 3 millimeters, so that everything helps. But if you have really consistently high blood pressure, then you need to resort to some supplements or medication. And with kaolic, we found that potentially nearly everyone, say 99% of patients, respond to kaolic. So that has been really exciting as well.
Karen, can you explain to us, from a herbal perspective, the difference between garlic that we use in cooking and garlic that we might take as a supplement and this extract of aged garlic extract? Because that's the key difference, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, so it's really important to understand that in the kaolic, the chemicals which actually help to reduce your blood pressure have been changed. So when you have normal garlic in your diet, it doesn't have the stable chemicals which can reduce your blood pressure. So in cooking, the allicin, for example, disappears. So you can still get benefits, but it doesn't help your blood pressure. In kaolic, the whole garlic has been fermented for about 20 months under controlled conditions, and it changes the allicin into something called S-alucysteine and other sulfur-containing compounds, and these are stable and can be taken in the aged garlic extract powder, which comes in a capsule, and gives you the dosage needed to actually reduce your blood pressure. So we've written a mechanism paper as well. So what we found was that the sulfur compounds in the garlic are made into hydrogen sulfide, and that's a signaling molecule which can help vasodilate and you know, smoothen your muscles, and that in turn reduces your blood pressure. So there is a mechanistic effect, biologically plausible effect, why the sulfur compounds in garlic can reduce blood pressure.
It's great to hear the extensive research behind this. Karen, I am, though, someone who worries about perhaps the odour of taking garlic. Is that is kaolic odourless?
That is correct. So in the fermentation process, you get rid of, you know, the odour causing compounds. And most of the odour-causing compounds are in the fat-soluble fraction of the garlic, but the kaolic aged garlic extract is actually water soluble, so garlic oil actually does more, you know, produce odor, and garlic oil we found does not work on blood pressure. So yes, so there's a couple of other benefits kaolic aged garlic extract also can help with, and you know, what we found in the last trial also tell you a little bit about it, because it's as exciting, because if you don't have high blood pressure, you wonder, well, does it still do something? And it does, you know, for your heart health. So one of the main things is the arterial stiffness. So it is something, you know, which increases with age naturally. And we found, and others have found, that kaolic can reduce arterial stiffness. So it makes your arteries more flexible. That means your heart has to work less hard, and you can take on more oxygen. And you can reduce your age by about 5 years and 3 months.
Wow.
So it makes you younger from the inside, which helps.
Oh, that sounds good.
You have our complete attention.
That's how we market that. What a wonderful positive outcome, and we appreciate your time this morning. That's going to make a lot of our listeners happy, and we watch this space with further and great interest. Thanks, Dr. Karen Ree.
Thanks, Karen.
Yes, thank you very much.
Lovely to have you with us this morning. I mean, this is the sort of discovery that you as a medical herbalist must be rather excited about. To know there's other healthy options out there for treating various ailments.
Yeah, there is. And one of the exciting parts was that I did attend years ago where Karen was speaking an international garlic symposium, and there was no garlic odour at all for the whole 4 days.
Really?
Which was pretty good.
There we go.
But the work being done across the world in reducing deaths related to cardiovascular disease based on this extract is amazing.
And the extract, I'm imagining, has far less side effects than if you were to go on medication.
No odour. Right. It has no interaction with blood thinning products, which is a theoretical risk of garlic products. So none of that. Mm. So the interaction profile is minimal.
Good positive news. All right, plenty of your calls to come. We'll take a quick break and be back with those. Stay with us here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil mum this Mother's Day with C by Giorgio Armani. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
I know it's Easter Sunday, but Mother's Day is coming up too, and Chemist Warehouse has big brand fragrances at affordable prices. So you can say thank you to mum with luxury fragrances from Chemist Warehouse. They include Estee Lauder's Beautiful, the 30ml for just $39.99. Dolce & Gabbana for women, the light blue 100ml is only $79.99. And Giorgio Armani's C, it means yes, C, 50 mil, it's just $109.99. Big brand fragrances at affordable prices only at Chemist Warehouse, making Mother's Day special. Also with Jimmy Choo, the 30 mil for just $34.99. You'll find the Michael Bublé Peony Noir, the 100 mil, for only $49. And Lancôme Poème, 100 mil, only $89.99. Super special prices coming up for this Mother's Day only at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It is Ed Phillips here with you. Joe Stanley joins us as special guest host along with Gerald Quigley, and we're taking your calls. 131-873 is our number. Standing by in Frankston in Melbourne, Simon is our next caller. Good morning to you, Simon.
Hi, guys. This might be a multidisciplinary answer, I reckon.
Sure.
We're in a little bit of a flap, a little bit of a crisis. My mum's been recently diagnosed with diabetes type 2, and she's really, throughout her life, she's always exercised and looked after a diet, and she's actually quite trim, really. I don't know what's going on, but they're looking at maybe getting her on tablets unless things improve.
Yes.
So we're looking for some answers, really, as far as, you know, from the Chemist Warehouse, Gerald's side and from the dietary side, maybe. I'm not sure.
Simon, first of all, just reassure your mum that this is something that she can happily live with for a long, long, long time. Just by so what is happening here? Her pancreas is no longer functioning as efficiently as what it should do. So to offset that, she can use the following. Olive leaf extract's been shown to work exceptionally well in these pre-diabetic states, and you can get that from your local pharmacy. We just spoke with Dr. Reed about aged garlic extract. That plays a role in reducing blood sugar as well. And the other thing is a fiber, which is called beta-glucan, that comes as a breakfast cereal or a shake. And all of those things in their own little way will add together to making a significant impact on your mum's ability to keep her blood sugar levels low. Olive leaf extract, in fact, helps her pancreas work well.
We've got a couple of diabetes questions as well. Simon, thank you for yours. Keep listening. This might also help your mother's situation. James is with us this morning in Eastern Creek. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good, James. How can we help?
I'm ringing about these capsules I brought. When I went to my podiatrist, they told me I had to get some vitamin C because I'm a type 2 diabetes. So I did have an ulcer on my foot.
Oh, God.
I nearly lost my foot, but they saved it, thank goodness.
Good.
And I have had a quadruple heart bypass about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Now, I brought these tablets. They're called Essential Health.
Yes.
Every day, they're about the size of a 20-cent piece. Yep. You put them in a glass of water.
Okay.
They're vitamin B and C tablets.
Sure.
And 2 hours after I took them, I felt weak and lethargic. And I haven't taken another one since.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, James. The vitamin C, vitamin B can do that to you. Now, that suggestion was put to you on the basis of some research work a few months ago showing 500 milligram of vitamin C morning and night on its own, with nothing else. Vitamin C helps balance your blood sugar levels across the day, particularly in the afternoons. So,
yeah.
How about you just stick to vitamin C, 500 milligram, take one in the morning, one at night, and that's going to help your overall blood sugar levels. And don't hesitate to let us know how you're getting on those, and look after your feet.
Belinda, we're coming to you in Malvern this morning. You've got Gerald Quigley standing by. His daughter is a podiatrist, a fabulous one, by the way, so we might be able to steer you in the right direction with your question.
Hi, Belinda.
Hi there.
What's happening?
I have developed gross peeling of skin on the soles of my feet after a pedicure.
Uh-huh.
And I have tried all sorts of things, such as a Listerine foot bath, coconut oil, tea tree oil, and shaving it. And it's really painful and messy and horrible.
Oh, Belinda, that sounds awful. From getting a pedicure.
You've used something on your feet, haven't you, that took all that skin off? Didn't you tell me once upon a time? A sock or something?
Milky feet.
Well, they, yes.
Milky feet. I'm not sure. I mean, I love milky feet, but I don't know how medically reliable it is.
Belinda, do you have any infection? Is there any redness or infection?
Oh, the redness is coming out now days after, you know, I've had this now for about a week or 10 days, and it's sort of... I also tried some antifungal cream, but it's really hard to put on your soles of your feet and keep it there unless you
Yes, it is. Look, there is a cream. It's a urea, U-R-E-A, Belinda, 10% cream. And there's a couple of brands available. Now, what that does, that's going to take off that dry skin and it rebuilds the structure of your skin from inside. So you can apply that two or three times a day, rub it in well, and perhaps put on some soft slippers so that it won't rub off. But two or three times a day will make a difference within days. You've just got to make sure it's worked in well.
Does this suggest that there was something wrong with the pedicure, that there was, you know, not hygienic practices there? Or?
Well, maybe Belinda's just had a reaction to some of the things that have happened. So, but let's repair it, Belinda, but perhaps look after your own foot care from now on, or see a podiatrist rather than a cosmetic place if you've got some issues.
Always good. You know, when you visit a hotel and you can sometimes sneak a little pair of the hotel slippers into your bag, just accidentally.
You've got heaps of those, haven't you?
Good for these sort of occasions, because then you can wander around the house if you've got some foot issues, sloshing around in your slippers and know that they're somewhat somewhat disposable,
yes.
Joe.
Yes, and you can throw them away at the end.
Yes, absolutely. We'll grab some more of your calls.
He's got 23 pairs, Joe.
I know. All guests that arrive to Ed's house get presented with a pair.
Crown slippers for you, sir? Crown slippers for you, ma'am? We'll take a little break. More on the House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil mum this Mother's Day with C by Giorgio Armani. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
You're looking for a daily probiotic to support your digestive health? Well, probiotics are live bacteria that naturally occur in certain foods like yogurts, your fermented vegetables, even sauerkraut. But for extra support, try Swiss Ultibiotic Daily Digestive Probiotic. It's a premium quality formula combining three probiotic strains that may help support your gastrointestinal health, maintain healthy digestion, and restore beneficial gut flora too. Swiss Daily Digestive Probiotic 90 caps are just $52.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Of course, follow the directions for use. Supplements can only be of assistance if your dietary intake is inadequate. If symptoms persist, of course, see your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The radio version of the House of Wellness, of course, you're listening to it now. There's the TV version too with colour pictures, and we've got the 1-2 punch today to tell us what's going on. Not only Joe Stanley standing by, but Luke Hines as well. Happy Easter Sunday with your carob kind of chocolate things that you probably mentioned. Hideous.
I was waiting for that. Yep. Good morning, Ed, and good morning, team. Gerald, Joe.
I hope you're having
a beautiful a beautiful Sunday. We have a jam-packed show today. And look, speaking of Easter, I don't know if any listeners out there have ever thought, God, I would love to see Joe Stanley's body covered in chocolate. Well,
I hope nobody's thought that, to be honest, Luke. but yes, I did get a chocolate massage.
What did it taste like?
Well, it was all on my back, so I wasn't able to sample it.
I hope no one was tasting you, Joe.
No, it was an experience, I must say, to be wrapped in very thick chocolate.
I'm sure you looked beautiful. And speaking of beauty, we actually catch up with the one and only Drew Barrymore this weekend for her flower beauty range.
Oh,
and Rachel Finch has a wonderful bonding moment. And I have a feeling they're now texting their friends.
Oh, they were so beautiful together.
They were. They looked like they'd known each other for a lifetime. And look, for those people who might indulge this weekend, I show you how to make a delicious healing and sealing bone broth, and we talk all about
how yummy for Easter. Could you push the Easter eggs to one side? I want a glass of Luke Hines bone broth.
No,
please.
But this is the healing after we have overindulged. Because let's face it, I'm putting the elastic pants on today, right, so that I can overindulge. So tomorrow I'm supposed to heal myself with the bone broth.
I'm giving you my share
of the bone broth. No, it's delicious.
Really.
I think it tasted a little bit like a really good old-fashioned Bonox.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, I'm just thinking about all the leftover eggs and maybe getting the Bunsen burner out and doing my own little home chocolate massage with the leftovers.
Oh, you could, Ed. All you need is someone to smear it on you.
Well, I might make it sort of an exfoliation and use the fruit and nut combo.
Oh, God.
A little bit rougher. Nice.
Don't forget, by the way, Hinesy, that there is still the chance for you to win an all-expenses-paid luxury holiday to Sukhavati Retreat in Bali.
Put your entry in.
I can't stop entering because you also fly business class with Jetstar.
Ed's in it. Yep.
It's very, very cool.
Talk about luxury.
Plenty
and massages.
Coming up on Channel 7 today. Check your local guides for times as well. Hinesy and Joe, thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Good on you, mate. Happy Easter Sunday. 131873 is our number. Judith, we're coming to you with your question in Glenhaven. Good morning. Hi,
there, Judith.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
A couple of weekends ago, I came out at the very end of your talking about a drug I was taking at the time, allopurinol. Could you just go over the side effects of that for me again, please?
Judith, it's a medication for gout that we've been using for a long, long, long time. So, and there are a number of adverse effects that are of concern with allopurinol, even though it's been used and very extensively prescribed. And you can get a list of those from your local pharmacist. So he or she can print out that list, or you can go to the website NPS, N for Nelly, P for Peter, S for Sam, .org. Put in allopurinol and you can have a look or print it off for yourself. And it's far too many to go through. But if you've got some concerns, it's important with whatever medication you're taking that you really understand what you have to look for. So thank you for your call.
Because I feel, Gerald, it's not always that the GP will outline the side effects to you.
No, but the pharmacist does. For someone who gets a medication first up, Joe, or a change of strength, there is an obligation that we give information to that person and be available to discuss it. So it's very important, really is.
Stay with us. More of your calls. We're going to look at the good and the bad and the yum of all the chalky eggs being devoured across the country today. And the A to Z of vitamins coming up next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil mum this Mother's Day with C by Giorgio Armani. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Great to have your company right across the country today. This is the House of Wellness. Gerald Quigley is with us, Joe Stanley as well. And A to Z of vitamins time. We're going to have a look at what is a niggling and annoying condition nearly year-round, but more so as the winter months approach too, where you have these coughs and colds that don't seem to go away.
Your pharmacist, Ed, has some brilliant combinations, and it's funny how pharmacists are now coming around to gentle, reassuring, calming, soothing, demulcent herbs to stop an irritating cough. So
that sounds heaven, actually.
Yes. Well, marshmallow. I know that you have a different concept of marshmallow, Joe, but marshmallow actually soothes mucous surfaces that are inflamed. So if you imagine your lungs that are really inflamed and angry, when you coat them with marshmallow, which you do by having it as a herbal mix, it just settles things down very effectively. So things like thyme and marshmallow, ivy leaf, echinacea, your pharmacist has got some brilliant combinations there and worth asking. And for sore throat, there's, again, licorice, echinacea, manuka honey. Mm. These combinations in a spray in your throat. And how often do we get raspy throats in this industry? And you think, oh, goodness me, how long is this going to hang around? So those things are available and from your pharmacist so they can specifically check you're getting the right thing.
Joe, did you notice how Gerald said, my pharmacist is wonderful and intelligent and Gerald is my pharmacist.
We don't need anybody else. We've got Gerald in our lives.
And it's those random texts that come.
Yes.
Gerald, I've got this rash.
Yeah. The A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by Bioceuticals, your choice for high-quality, practitioner-only, nutritional and therapeutic supplements as well. Quick question from Jean, who's been standing by. We've been looking at blood pressure today. Jean, go ahead quickly for us, if you would.
Hello, Jean. Yes, just a short one. Yeah. Every time I have my blood pressure taken by an automatic machine, it's always high. When I have it done by the puffer, the old puffer one,
with
it's normal, and
stethoscope.
I have never, ever had blood pressure in my life.
And so are you taking medications, Jean, or the doctor just says, oh, that's interesting?
No medications at all.
Look, sometimes, do you know, if you even think about blood pressure, you can lift it up. So maybe the anticipation of having that cuff put on and you hear it zooming up and it clamps tightly around your arm, maybe that's what concerns you. Mm. Look, if provided the doctor's monitoring it, Gene, you have nothing to worry about, and I think it's probably just a perception involved in those two mechanisms.
Thanks for all your calls today. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website as well. There is an Ask tab at the top of that page when you first log on, and you can reach Gerald with any other concerns as well. Now, Sunday, this day of the year, I think it's just open book for lots of chocolates, but there's a little price to pay, Joe, isn't there?
Well, look, I don't want to ruin your day. I have already eaten a Lindt gold bunny this morning. Yes.
That's right. What a way to start the day.
But then I read, to burn that off, I need to get on the treadmill for a steady walk for 2 hours to burn off that one bunny.
While you're eating another one?
Perhaps. It's not good news. I've already had a hot cross bun as well, and apparently I need 30 minutes of running to burn that one off. Mm. And you know those very favourite, I love them, the Cadbury solid Easter eggs. They're an absolute must for your Easter egg hunt. Mm. If you eat just 6 of those, you will need to swim for 36 minutes to burn that off. Right now, I know that doesn't sound great, but what I would like to recommend is mindful eating, where you actually just allow yourself to sit and enjoy the flavours of that chocolate.
That's better.
Without guilt.
Sounding much better.
Without guilt and without shame. And you just say, you know what? The glory of this day is to share, because giving lifts your spirits as well.
Yes.
And really immerse yourself in the flavours and the joy of that chocolate. Mm. That's my
so
recommendation.
And it's a bit of a family time thing, isn't it? Where, you know, you just meet the people you love and you spend a bit of time. And here I've got you two this morning.
Yes.
And we're talking
and you
chocolate.
Brought me a lovely Easter bunny.
Yes, let me just show that to Ed, but, you know, he'll probably crush it.
Is it the one with the Smarties in it?
Oh. No, this is an empty one. And Ed,
I don't need the Smarties. That's adding calories I don't need.
Had some fabulous calls today. We've appreciated your company. Who's going to score the $100 gift voucher, Gerald?
The winner today is Simon from Frankston South, who rang on behalf of his mum who had that type 2 diabetes diagnosis. Look, good luck, Simon. You are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher.
Joe and Gerald, thanks as always for your company. Look forward to seeing
you
on the TV
you.
A little bit later as well.
Thanks for driving.
Yes, at midday on Channel 7.
After all that chockey, which you will not melt and rub all over yourself, although that is an option on the TV show today, Luke Hines' bone broth to get us good and healthy. That's the idea. So we get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. We'll see you all next weekend. Enjoy the rest of your long weekend.
Thank you, Ed. Happy Easter to you.
Take care.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you for more House of Wellness next weekend.